How do we create a culture of life? What's required? What kind of imagination and way of proceeding is necessary to sort of really inculcate a culture of life? In the United States, the editors feel that the conversation on the culture of life has become somewhat divisive, has become in some ways caught in slogans, and has missed some of the important nuance and sort of human reality that's essential to really inculcating a culture of life. What I think our editorial is talking about is the need for a set of images like Seamless Garment and Culture of Life, a set of stories and ideas and principles which together create a culture, because what a culture really is a set of symbols, a set of, be they ideas or stories or individuals, which together inform one another and are critical of one another. This sort of concept of taking the term culture seriously as a set of sort of images and symbols, it can be very powerful, because especially in modern culture, our modern culture and modern people are, you know, we're bombarded by images and stories, and as a result, for better or for worse, we've really become people of the image, people of the story. And if our church wants to really engage the modern world in which we live so as to really teach this culture of life, we have to go in that door. We have to have stories and poetry and figures that we can turn to as real examples. That's the only way I think that things work in this world.